Hey, Seminole family. Thank you for joining me today for another devotion. Today, I want to talk about five truths for Christians going through grief. I don't know if you realize it, but Christians go through grief, times of grief, just like everybody else on the planet. Just because we have the hope of Jesus doesn't mean we aren't allowed to grieve. Grief is actually a healthy response when something painful happens. But because of Jesus, we grieve differently. Because of Jesus, we have hope for the future. Because of Jesus, we know sadness, loss, death are all temporary. But I know this side of heaven, grief and pain, they don't feel temporary. It's okay not to be okay when you're walking through the valley of grief. Here are five truths about grief that will help you move forward through the very real pain that you may feel. Number one, grief is a choice. Loss is unavoidable, but grief is a choice. We have to choose to grieve. A lot of people choose not to. They stuff it. They deny it. They try to go through all the losses of life without ever grieving. We have to choose to let grief in. We have to allow ourselves to feel it. When we have thousands of losses in our life, we can lose our health, we can lose our job, we can lose a friend, we can lose our finances. There are literally hundreds, even thousands of things that we have in life that we lose. So grief is not simply for when someone dies. That's one of the things it's for, but there are many other things in life that we ought to grieve because they are losses in life. Because grief is unpleasant, most people just try to avoid it. That is the cause of many of our problems, unresolved, unmourned grief. There are things that happen to us as a child. There are things that happen to us at school that we should have grieved over and over, but we haven't. And if we don't grieve over it, we get stuck at that stage. Grief is absolutely essential to our life. Second thing, grief's a choice. Grief is also healthy. In fact, it's the only healthy response when we have a loss. Grief is actually good for us. It's the only healthy response to a loss because it's unhealthy to deny a loss. Grief is without a doubt the most painful emotion we go through in life. It's also the most helpful emotion. How is that? How is grief helpful to me? Well, grief is God's tool for getting us through the transitions of life. If we don't grieve our losses, we get stuck. And some of us are still stuck at the age of 14 or at the age of 28 or at the age of 32 because we didn't grieve a major loss in our life. And we got stuck there. And we wonder why we have all these anxieties, why we have these phobias, and we have these fears, and why we have this low self-esteem. Jesus never did anything wrong. He never sinned. He never did evil. Jesus never did anything unhealthy, yet Jesus grieved. The Bible says he was a man acquainted with sorrows. When his dear friend Lazarus died, the Bible said Jesus grieved. He cried. In fact, he sobbed. In John 11, verse 33, says, when Jesus saw her weeping, saw Lazarus' sister, and the Jews who had come along with her also weeping, he was deeply moved. Jesus wept. Then the Jews said, see how he loved him. Look, sadness is not a weakness. That is an American myth that sadness is a weakness. There are two unhealthy reactions to loss. One is called repression, and the other one is called suppression. Third truth about grief, God grieves with me. God grieves with me. In fact, our whole ability to grieve actually comes from God. The only reason we have emotions is because God has emotions. We were created in the image of God So God gave us the ability to have emotions. One of my favorite verses is Psalm 34:18. It says, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He rescues those whose spirits are crushed. Maybe your heart was broken this week. Maybe this month. Maybe it was last year. Maybe it's been broken a long, long time. The Bible says God is close to the brokenhearted. When you think God is off a million miles away and he's nowhere to be found, guess what? He's as close to you as he can get. You just need to tune into him. The Bible tells us that grief is healthy and that God grieves with me. Fourth truth, grief is healed in community. We're not going to get well on our own. Nobody gets well on their own. We're better together. We need each other. When God created man, he put him in the Garden of Eden. He was living in a perfect environment, and yet God said, it is not good for man to be alone. God hates loneliness. He made us to be in community and relationship, to love God and to love each other. Whether we ever get married or not is irrelevant. We need people in our lives. We need relationships in our lives. We need community in our life. Galatians 6:2 says, share each other's burdens, and in this way, obey the law of Christ. In other words, when you're in pain, I'm supposed to carry your pain. When I'm in pain, you're supposed to carry my pain. When either of us are in grief, we're to carry each other's burdens. We're to support each other. Romans 12:15 says, be happy with those who are happy and weep with those who weep. Grief is healed in community. Revealing your feeling is the beginning of healing. We share it with each other. That's why we all need to be in a small group. That's what we do in small groups. Last truth, grief takes time. You know this. Grief takes time. It has its own timetable. We cannot rush it. People will ask you, are you over it yet? We don't get over grief. We get through it. You'll never get over the major losses in your life, but you will get through the major losses in your life. Grief is not something you get over. It's part of your life story. So don't try to get over it. Just try to get through it, because grief takes time. Ecclesiastes 3 says, for everything there is a season, for a time for every activity under heaven. Verse 4 says, a time to cry and a time to laugh, a time to grieve and a time to dance. The Bible is saying life is composed of opposites. We have good days and we have bad days. There's a time to weep and a time to rejoice. You don't grow in the parties of life. You grow in the valleys. He says grief is a season. So grief is a choice, and grief is healthy. God grieves with us. Grief is healed in community, and grief takes time. Listen, I'm going to be praying for you this week. I hope you have a good week. God bless. See you next time.